Texas Parks and Wildlife Podcast, providing an exclusive look into efforts to conserve the wild things and wild places in Texas.
Hello, and welcome to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Podcast. I'm Lydia Saldana with Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. Today, we're going to be learning more about one of the most popular game birds in Texas, dove. Joining me today is Sean Oldenberger, the lead dove biologist for Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Thanks for being with us today, Sean.
Glad to be here, Lydia.
Well, of course, everybody knows that dove season kicks off on September 1 for most of Texas, and for many, it's like a national holiday. Can you tell us a little bit about what makes dove hunting so special in Texas?
When you hit it on the nail, right there, dove hunting is a very special activity here in Texas. We are blessed here with abundant resources in the state of Texas, and we're at the end of a major flyway, which means we have lots of doves. And so when we look at it nationwide, Texas really is a leader in dove hunting and dove hunters. We have nearly a quarter of all dove hunters in the United States are here in Texas. We harvest nearly a quarter of the doves as well. And so when we look at dove hunting and why it's so popular in Texas, it truly is the social aspect. You know, I always tell deer hunters, you don't be going talking in your blind and discussing when you got deer coming into feeders or out on in the pasture. Whereas dove hunting, you can do those things. You can have a conversation. You can talk with friends. You can joke. You can bring your kids along. You can bring anybody along. You can bring new hunters along. It really is the gateway to hunting because it is so simple. You don't need a whole lot of, it's not a specialized hunting activity. You don't need much. And so it's really, really important in the state of Texas where we don't have much public land to really get folks outside. It's an easy way to get into the hunting sports. And it's really important to Texas's economy as well. We have some statistics now being over a decade old saying that dove hunting brings in over $300 million to the state of Texas. And that's into receipts basically from folks traveling across the state. That equals to all more than $20 million in local state taxes. And so when we think about that, and add all that up, that's easily over $500 million into today's state economy that goes into dove hunting. We have 330,000 dove hunters in the state of Texas. Now, that equates to basically the city of Corpus Christi and Arlington, everyone going out dove hunting. And so when you think about it, that, even though we have lots of people in Texas, it is a very, very popular sport out there, and it really is the nexus and gateway to folks hunting and getting outside.
Now, we like to say in Texas that we're number one in everything, right? But is that the case with dove hunting? Are we the number one dove hunting state?
By all means, we harvest over 5.2 million mourning doves on an annual basis and 1.8 million white-winged doves, which easily makes us the number one dove hunting state in the nation.
Now, I'd like to ask a few more questions about hunting dove in Texas, including why we're going to have the longest dove season in 80 years and your thoughts on the forecast for the season. But first, let's talk about the different species of dove that can be found in Texas. There's two species, right? What are they and where can they be found?
Well, actually, Lydia, there are 11 species of doves in the state of Texas. Most people don't realize that, and we actually have open hunting seasons on three species. And so the three species that we can actually hunt are white-winged doves, mourning doves, and white-tipped doves. Now, white-tipped doves are really only in the lower part of Texas, really down in the lower Rio Grande Valley, a little bit up towards San Antonio. And that's interesting, too, because that's pretty much where all the white-winged doves used to be. Now you can find white-winged doves pretty much statewide, except some exceptions in the Piney Woods and the forests of East Texas. And in mourning doves, you can find them from Brownsville up to the Panhandle and from El Paso all the way to the Louisiana border. They are across the state, and so that's why they're such a popular game bird.
Now, I live in Fort Worth, and my husband and I are avid backyard birders, and we see lots of dove in our backyard coming to our feeders, and including lots of white wing. And I know that that's a fairly recent phenomenon. You mentioned their net can now be found throughout the state. You know, what factors led to their spread throughout the state?
Well, really, that's the $64,000 question. As biologists and scientists, we ask that a lot. We can't find one single factor that may have related to that spread white-winged doves across the state. We're very thankful it did occur because it has produced a lot of hunting opportunities across the state where that didn't exist, especially near urban areas since they mostly breed in urban areas now. And as I said, you know, they used to be contained to lower Rio Grande Valley, and in the late 70s and early 80s, we actually had some citrus freezes. And historically, they bred in thorny scrub habitat along the river and outside the river, and they also bred in citrus groves. And so we had a freeze, and basically that depleted a lot of the nesting habitat. At the same time, we had a lot of development going on in the state of Texas with growth of urban areas in the 80s and interstate system and basically some other systems coming in where it created this artificial habitat in towns and landscaping. And so really this combination of possibly the citrus freezing and also this basically explosion of urban habitat that we have across the state now has produced this increase in doves, both in population-wise and range for the white-winged doves. And so now you can find them nesting pretty much in nearly every county in the state of Texas.
Now, for landowners who might be listening in on this podcast, what can they do to create quality dove habitat?
That's a great question. And so we really look at this nexus of dove habitat being the combination of food, water, and cover. And what I tell folks mostly, because me being the statewide coordinator, is I can't get everywhere across the state, but we do have a great system of biologists that work for Texas Parks and Wildlife in our wildlife division. And so if ranch owner or farm owner wants to improve dove hunting habitat on their property, I recommend going to our website and typing in find a biologist, and basically that'll bring up a map of the whole state, and they can click on their respective county, and they can get the phone numbers of every biologist that works in that county, and they can make that phone call and set up a meeting to discuss those things.
Oh, that's cool. Now, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about some hunting basics. First,
yes.
What are the legal requirements?
Well, the legal requirements in the state of Texas, there's a lot of different hunting licenses you can have depending on who you are. And so I recommend folks going and looking at those at the respective sporting goods store or wherever you may buy your license, because there may be a number of different licenses that may fit you. But you obviously need a hunting license of some sort. You also have to have a migratory game bird stamp, and that's a state stamp. And you also have to register what we call HIP, which is basically an acronym for Harvest Information Program, and that's a system that you have to sign up for basically to allow us to actually send surveys to you related to hunting when we ask our folks and our hunters how many doves do you harvest. So really those are the things you have to go hunting in the state of Texas, and so I recommend everybody to review the regulations prior to going hunting.
So you've talked about the HIP, and y'all gather all that information. What do you do with that information? Is that something you consider as you're making regulations for the next year?
Yes, that information, we send that information actually to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and then they send out harvest surveys. Since doves are a migratory game bird, they're actually under the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Texas Parks and Wildlife. And so they actually send out a number of harvest surveys per year. Sometimes they actually ask you to send in wings, dove wings or duck wings to us, and so we can look at age ratios. And we actually use that information on an annual basis to actually manage these species and also set hunting regulations.
So if you're lucky enough to own a ranch or know someone who owns a ranch, you have a place to hunt. Now, how about the rest of us? Where can we hunt?
That's a great question. As Texas, as we know, is very private land oriented, and so there are a lot of folks in urban areas as we become more urbanized that really want to get out and hunt, and there may not be they may not have access to their family's ranch anymore or in a close proximity, or they just may not know anybody that goes hunting near them. And so what Texas Parks and Wildlife has really been proactive in the last 10 years of starting and building up this public hunting program where we offer over 900,000 acres to public hunting access. And so if folks go online, they actually can look at our annual public hunting program. And so for $48, they can purchase a permit, which allows you access to all these walk-in properties. And so that'll allow you to get out and, you know, with a shotgun, you get a chance at, you know, harvesting some doves in your local area. And we really have a lot of these places close to major metropolitan areas. We have some on the east side of Dallas-Fort Worth, and we have quite a few around San Antonio area. And so there's a lot of opportunity there for folks to get out. Now, opening day might be a little crowded, but if you go after opening day, it's going to be very good. And we also allow a lot of hunts in our wildlife management areas in state parks. And so with those public hunting areas, there's over 120 of those leases. And so they're spread throughout all the state. So there's definitely good opportunities for folks that don't have access to private land to get out there and have an opportunity to bag a dove or two.
Now, I was poking around on the website as I prepared for this conversation, and I saw something about something new called Premium Private Lands Dove Hunts. What's that all about?
Yeah, that's a very new program that we started this year, and so it's kind of an experimental thing to see if it works with our public. And we realized, like I said earlier, that not a whole lot of folks getting into hunting may know how to get over that hump to go hunting or to go on a premium dove hunt to get out somewhere where there's a lot of birds. And so we're allowing this opportunity for folks to actually put in for one of our draw hunts for $10 a chance, to put in for an opportunity to go with a guide, a person that's in a location near San Antonio or near Dallas-Fort Worth, to get out on a very good piece of property that has lots of doves on a guided hunt, and the opportunity to really have a chance at shooting your bag limit of doves, which is 15 on a daily basis. And so it gives you an opportunity for a quality dove hunt, and so at a reasonable price. And we think that that'll allow some other folks that are a little bit off about some of those walk-in areas, well, it was too crowded or something like that. And that's another opportunity for folks, our public hunters, to really get outside and enjoy dove hunting.
Now, there may be a few folks listening in who have never, ever been dove hunting and want to give it a try. What would you suggest that they do to get started?
I would recommend going on our website, looking at those public hunting opportunities. I would also recommend looking at some local hunting clubs, things like that. They may have an opportunity to, get on the website, search someone. You know, there's a lot of folks in the state that are willing to bring people hunting. For instance, I just gave a presentation this last week in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they're always looking to bring new folks and getting them outside. In fact, there was a couple there that didn't start hunting until their 30s. And so it is amazing. You start, most people think we're all born hunters and we all started hunting. Well, there's a lot of folks now that are really getting in this sport that really haven't had any opportunity until they hit their 20s and 30s, or they get out and have some money and they get out and have some independence or move to here. And so, it's definitely do some research, find some folks, ask around. That's a great thing about Texas. We always seem to be very friendly and be willing to bring people out hunting, and that's a good thing.
Okay, now, as I mentioned at the beginning of this conversation, and some of our listeners may know, that we're looking forward to the longest dove hunting season in 80 years. Why is that?
So the reason is we hear a lot of public comment back from our hunters on an annual basis when we set hunting regulations. Last year, we were able to have a 70-day hunting season, and so we were looking around at that public comment, and we have a lot of folks that would like to go maybe in November or late October. We have some folks that really enjoy the opening day and going in September. There's some folks that would like to go towards the end of January, and some folks that like to hunt around Christmas. And so when you look at that and put that on a calendar, that's more than 70 days. And so we were looking at the opportunity to expand hunting opportunity and not really increase harvest by any means, but allowing more flexibility for folks to go hunting. We realize folks are busier than ever. There's soccer practice. There's football camps. There's other things going on with the kids. Work on the weekends. There's all this busyness that's going on in our today's life, and this really just expanding the opportunity for folks to go and have more flexibility during the hunting season. So all in all, I think it's going to be great for dove hunting, it's going to be great for our dove hunters, and it's going to be great for folks that are first-time hunters trying to get out there, so it allows a lot more flexibility during the hunting season.
Okay, and now I get to ask you the million-dollar question, a question that I know wildlife biologists just love to answer. What is your forecast for the dove hunting season this year?
Well, it's always a great question. We get that all the time in the summer, asking what it's going to be like September 1st, and we try to bring out the crystal ball and look into it. And sometimes we're right, sometimes we're wrong, but I'll try to give my best answer. We had phenomenal production prior to May. Everybody knows we were extremely wet this year in May and lots of precipitation. And so we had very good production, meaning that lots of nests hatched and a lot of young came off those nests. And so we saw a lot of that early on. And then we kind of dipped down a little bit. And then it's dried out in June and July across a lot of states, especially Central Texas and South Texas, which has produced great nesting habitat and great basically great production after that for both white wings and mourning doves. And so we expect a similar harvest and similar number of hunters as we did last year, which will produce more than 5 million mourning doves in the bag, which is amazing to think about. And I think it'll be a good season, as long as folks get out there, scout, and make sure you get out that shotgun before September 1st and dust it off a little bit, practice a little bit. I think it's going to be a great dove year.
Okay. Now, we could do a whole other conversation about recipes, right? But, but we won't go there this time. Okay, one more question. Where are you going to be September 1st?
I think we're definitely going to have some opportunities around where I live in Central Texas, but I actually am probably going to be out on one of those public walk-in access places. That's what I've done for the last few years, and I enjoy getting out there to see what our hunters are out on, how what kind of success they're having on those properties. I also enjoy the public hunting experience. You get to meet new people. That's one thing, too, about dove hunting. It's very social, but also on our wildlife management areas and these walk-in programs. You get to meet other people, and you talk about fishing, and you talk about other things, and all of a sudden, a month later, you're going on a fishing trip with a guy you met September 1st and dove hunting on a property that Texas Parks and Wildlife supplied to the public for a hunting opportunity. So that is my plan, and hopefully it'll be good for me as well.
Thank you for sharing all of this information today, Sean. We really appreciate you being with us.
I appreciate the opportunity to share information with our hunters.
Till next time, thanks for listening.
Texas Parks and Wildlife Podcast is brought to you by Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, supporting high-impact conservation projects across the state. Find out how you can help at tpwf.org.